As we mentioned earlier in this hour, Netflix released its very first original film featuring Hawaiians and the Native Hawaiian culture. Finding Ohana, actually filmed around Oahu in late 2019. It features several actors born and raised in our state. You know, the Hawaii Film Office tells us that movies have been shooting in our island since, 1913. Blue Hawaii, Raiders of the Lost Ark, and Jurassic Park are some of the most notable. But very few major productions have actually been about Hawaii's people and culture. Could that be changing? The conversation's Russell Subiono talked to the film's screenwriter about the genesis of the film and two of its stars about an evolving industry.
Dad, hello!
What if Papa doesn't have internet?
Ioane, please don't kill your sister.
You guys look taller in the picture. Quinn.
Mahalo? That's how Finding Ohana starts out. A single mother living in New York brings her teenage son and daughter back to her family's home on Oahu to care for her father. When the daughter finds a treasure map amongst her grandfather's items, it sets off an adventure that brings them closer to their Hawaiian heritage and each other. If it sounds a little like a 80s adventure movie set in the Aloha State, it's because that's exactly what the screenwriter envisioned. Christina Strain is a Korean-American raised on a U.S. military base in South Korea until she moved to the United States as an adult, where she enrolled in the American Film Institute.
So when I got into AFI, I will never forget this. I was hanging out with some of my friends who had gone. And they were excited for me to go, and they were like, what do you want to write when you get there? And I just remember saying, I want to write Goonies in Hawaii. I love that movie, and I'm sure you feel a similar way. Like, Ke Kwan being in Indiana Jones and Goonies was a huge thing for me. Part of my love for those movies, it was the first time that I could kind of see myself in the adventure.
Yeah.
So, I, more than anything, the thing I wanted to write were, movies that appealed to not only me, but 15-year-old me, the kind of movies that I would have loved to see as a kid. And a teenager, and I tend to write to past me a lot, because I feel that's what makes me happiest, entertaining myself. And I think that the thing that I loved about Goonies is the adventure of it, but I also love telling identity stories. So the idea of being able to write a script about, an Asian American Pacific Islander girl kind of understanding where she came from appealed to me as somebody who went through a similar sort of process, moving. Not to spoil the movie too much, but the main character, she has a single mom who raised her in a metropolitan city, who then goes to a place where she suddenly sees herself and kind of understands where she came from without having a ton of frame of reference before. And I grew up in Korea, so I got very much my Korean culture. But again, when I moved to the U.S., I didn't realize at the time just how Korean I was. And so I moved here. I remember buying movie tickets and bowing. So there were just little things like that, where it was an interesting thing to be able to write the adventure that I really wanted to see as a kid, but also kind of a personal journey of discovery for myself. And to marry those two things together is what this movie is.
The filmmakers hope Finding Ohana will serve as an opportunity to showcase some of the things that make life in Hawaii unique: our family relationships, our mythology, and our native language. All things that receive very limited screen time outside of small, locally produced films or documentaries. Kamehameha Schools alum Kelly Hu, who has over 125 credits during her time working in film and television, plays the single mother. She says this was her first opportunity to speak Olelo Hawaii on screen.
There was actually a whole scene between me and Branscombe Richmond, who plays my father, where it was supposed to be in Hawaiian. And we kind of went back and forth about that. The reason why we decided to do it kind of hapa, right, half Hawaiian, half English, was because the director said, and I think rightfully so, when you put things in, subtitles, oftentimes people are so busy reading the subtitles that they're not watching the scene.
Right.
And it was such an important scene in the movie. It's such a beautiful scene between a father and daughter, a ho'oponopono scene, that, we didn't want to take away from the attention of the acting and the scene itself by, you know, only doing it in Hawaiian where people would have to read the subtitles. Mm-hmm. So we did as much as we could, you know, going back and forth. I actually did the editing of the scene so that I felt like it was enough English and enough Hawaiian to be, you know, respecting the Hawaiian culture, the olelo, as you were saying, but yet enough that non-Hawaiian speaking people would be able to understand. And so I think it was a good balance. I think that it's so interesting for not just people from Hawaii, but I think people from outside of Hawaii who are not familiar with Hawaiian culture at all to be able to experience Hawaiian language being spoken.
Also among the Polynesians in the cast is Branscombe Richmond, who plays the grandfather.
This is our Ohana's land.
I'm gonna die before I leave.
All right!
Ohana is a big part of you. You know why? Because you, Hawaiian.
Richmond's father was Tahitian, and his mother was born in Hawaii. He's been in the film industry for nearly 50 years, initially as a stuntman, but for the majority of the time as a working actor and producer. He believes opportunities for Polynesians and other indigenous people's stories to be told in movies and on television are on the rise.
I don't want to say it's our time. I don't want to say that. What I want to say is it's time that everyone gets to see a slice of life for everybody. It's inclusion. It's also the belief that this world is made up of so many people that how lucky we are to know a little bit about them. So, you know, I've been an actor and a stunt guy for so long. And for the last 20 years, I've also been a producer behind the camera. And I know what stations are buying what. I know what advertisers are going to spend their money on. And it's a very calculated mathematical system. A lot of things don't happen by chance. They happen for a reason. So here we are. You know, Netflix has this Hawaiian movie, Finding Ohana. Netflix threw the dice on the table, is playing their best cards, and you know what? This movie's getting huge, huge response because not only do people of color or Polynesian families want to see or know or reintroduce themselves to this, but it's also people of all colors. You know, I want to say this, white is a color. So people that may not be of the, you know, tan persuasion, they too want to know about their brothers and sisters across the room. And that's what makes me proud about Finding Ohana. I mean, wait till you see it. With a wonderful director named Jude Wang, she is wonderful, and she's sensitive. And with a young cast of Polynesian people, got a girl, Lindsay Watkins. I mean, she graduated from Kamehameha. And our two leads, I mean, they are just absolutely really good in this movie.
It sounds like you're pretty hopeful for opportunities for Hawaiian stories to be told and for Hawaiian actors to get a chance to make a career out of this.
I am very hopeful because the next wave of generation are these kids in this movie. And my grandkids, my actual grandkids, who may decide to do whatever they want to do, they've got stories to tell as well. There are so many talented people from Polynesia that are going to start to see doors open where maybe they didn't, where the marketplace was only local. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It was just local. But now it's going to kind of get big.
Kelly Hu shares Richmond's hope for Hawaiian storytellers. She caught a glimpse of the future when she served as one of the judges for short film entries in the 2020 Hawaii International Film Festival last year.
I saw a lot of great work, a lot of, you know, new directors coming out of Hawaii, a lot of great Hawaiian stories that were just touched upon in, you know, a short sort of version. But I think there's going to be more of that coming out, especially with the University of Hawaii Film Department that is encouraging more local filmmakers. And I think as long as we are able to help these young filmmakers, you know, develop and hone their skills, then definitely we should be seeing a lot more projects. And I would love to see more projects other than just, you know, the Hawaii Five-O and Magnum PI type mm-hmm. stuff. I would love to see grittier type projects and things that really showcase Hawaii in realism. That would be amazing to see.
But writing the script or shooting a film is just the first part of the process of sharing cultural stories with a larger audience. Selling the script or finding distribution for the film are two additional gates storytellers must pass through, and therein lies opportunities for changes to be imposed. Changes to the ethnicities of the character or to the story's setting or to other parts that make it culturally unique.
This script floated around for a little while, and I got some meetings based off of it, but all of the meetings made it very clear to me that, like, nobody really thought this movie could get made for multiple reasons. It's not, like, the cheapest movie to make, and then on top of that, like, it stars, you know, 12 and 16-year-old Pacific Islanders. Mm-hmm. And they were like, who do you cast in those roles? So I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. If this doesn't sell, that's fine. Then Netflix was interested, and it was a really interesting process because the executive who bought it, who wanted to buy it, Janet Wu, she loved it because what she was looking for was her, you know, own version of, like, Indiana Jones. She was like, where is this Asian American or Pacific Islander Indiana Jones? Like, I'm looking for that script. So she was interested in it. My agent sent it to her. She read it. And then before they wanted to buy it, they asked to have a meeting with me. And I had a meeting with her. And I was very clear with her. I want to get this movie made really badly. The only thing I want to make sure is that you're not going to whitewash this thing.
Yeah.
And she it was cute. She had a moment where she looked at me. She was like, girl, why do you think I want to get this movie? I was like, okay, cool. You get it.
No one can predict the future, but with cultural inclusion seemingly on the rise in the film and television industry, things look bright for up-and-coming actors and filmmakers from the Aloha State. Finding Ohana, with its blend of heart, laughs, and Hawaiian culture, could be the project to swing the doors wide open for them.
I just want to grab my sister who thinks she's Indiana Jones.
We'll get them. My kids are inside a mountain looking for some Spanish gold?
I have to enter. I mean, no disrespect. Your turn.
What's up, Mountain? You looking beautiful right now.
You're good. We can go now.
We just have to go through
the jaws of death.
Something biting?
Oh! Oh! See? Piece of cake.
Don't move.
Why does it have so many eyes?
Those aren't eyes.
I know you're scared, but I'll be right here the whole time.
I gotta do this for Papa.
That was The Conversations, Russell Subiono speaking with Finding Ohana actors Kelly Hu and Branscombe Richmond and screenwriter Christina Strain. To hear the full interviews with each of them, go to the Conversation page on our website, hawaiipublicradio.org.